Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And that is what it sounded like over the skies of Israel just a few moments ago as more missiles are fired and the fighting continues. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes, and this is a breaking news edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. We've got a lot of different stories to talk about today. By the way, tonight, 5 o'clock, we're going to find out possibly who the next Speaker of the House is. Congressman Mark Green is going to be here in just a little while to give us an inside look at that. Also, we are expecting Senator Tommy Tuberville to join us, along with Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves and our good buddy Raymond Arroyo. So we have a jam-packed show for you today. Of course, we are also going to be taking your telephone calls on what's happening across America and across the world right now. I want to start with some news that broke about an hour or so ago, and we have this information up at toddstarnes.com. And I want to tell you that this is pretty horrible stuff here, folks, just absolutely horrible. And there really are no words in the English language, in the vocabulary, that can adequately describe the atrocities that are happening and that have happened to the Jewish people in Israel. But the new reporting out is that at least 40 Israeli babies were found massacred, and many of them were beheaded. This happened in southern Israel by the Hamas terrorist. Some of the parents were found shot dead next to their children, and we've heard this over and over again. We've heard this story that the Israelis were, the moms and the dads were literally protecting their children, knowing they were going to lose their lives. It is just an absolutely horrible, horrible situation. Meanwhile, you have people in this country, and it's mind-numbing to see people in this country marching in the streets and defending Hamas, defending what is happening in Gaza. And people say, well, these people in Gaza are innocent. No, they're not innocent. They put Hamas in charge. They are responsible for their own lot. And I will say this, that people say, well, what about the Israelis that are going out there and killing these people over in Gaza? Well, the reality is you're only seeing one side of the story. When you turn on the news and you see the Israelis firing missiles, it is only in response to missiles that have been fired at them. So the Israelis are simply defending themselves and their own lives. We're dealing with people here. We're dealing with Hamas, an organization. We're dealing with Muslims, and we will call them radical Muslims, but there are a whole heck of a lot of radical Muslims out there that literally want to destroy the Jews. And hear me on this, Christians. After they finish with that, they're going to come after us. They want to wipe us off the face of the earth. That's the end goal here. And yet you have people in Congress right now, Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, who is literally posting the Palestinian flag outside of her congressional office, the woman ought to be physically removed from the Capitol. She is standing in solidarity with those people that are going out there and literally beheading children, and folks, other children were burned alive. They literally, the Hamas terrorist literally set fire to the children and watched them burn to death. And I get criticized for saying what needs to happen is that Gaza needs to be turned into a glass parking lot. We are dealing with evil beyond comprehension. You know, I went home yesterday. I couldn't understand why I was just in a bad mood. It was just in a mood yesterday. And I go home and I sit down and I couldn't even turn the TV on. It was just overload. And I thought a lot about it. And it's just watching, and you have to look at the images. And I just can't get those images out of my mind, the bodies and just the carnage. This is information that the mainstream media hides from us. And when you do that, you marginalize and you minimize the impact of what's really going on in Israel right now. We have an obligation to look at those photos. We have an obligation to look at those videos so that we will be able to process in our minds the atrocities that are being perpetrated on the Israeli people. But I'm telling you, on social media, Twitter, Gab, it is anti-Semite infestation. That's all it is, an anti-Semite infestation. I never realized there were that many Jew haters in the United States of America. Outside of the Sydney Opera House, people were literally chanting, "Gas the Jews," by the hundreds in Sydney, Australia, chanting, "Gas the Jews." And here you have MSNBC. And if you think CNN is bad, MSNBC is insane. As a matter of fact, the Anti-Defamation League CEO called out MSNBC over their reporting because they refused to call Hamas terrorist. Cut number one.
I am angry with the world that allowed the dehumanization of Israelis and sanitized the terrorism of Hamas. I must say, I love this show and I love this network, but I've got to ask, who is writing the scripts? Hamas, the people who did this, they are not fighters, Jonathan. They are not militants, and I'm looking right at the camera. They are terrorists. It is a barbarian who rapes and brutalizes women, who kills children in front of their parents, and then brings them over to Gaza, who literally, we've heard all these reports, and we know these aren't just reports. These were filmed gleefully by the barbarians who committed these grotesque crimes.
Well, I'll tell you who, Jew haters, MSNBC has anti-Semites on staff. I mean, it really is pretty clear, Mr. Greenblatt. These are anti-Semites we're talking about. But now the argument is, okay, what do we do next? President Biden is speaking to the nation in just under an hour, and we will dip into that coverage when it happens, and we will see what the president has to say. But the White House is MIA. They've gone AWOL on this, folks. AWOL. And the reason why things are happening right now, and it is literally unraveling before our very eyes in the Middle East, is because of weak leadership at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President Trump understood that you could achieve peace through strength. But right now we have a president who is addled. We have a president who doesn't know what time of day it is. And the reason why, and let's get real here, the reason why President Biden did not come out and take questions before the reporters is because he was physically unable to. That's why. That is the reason why. That's why all these statements were coming out. The president was not physically able to do the job. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have Americans that are being held hostage. We have Americans who have been killed. We have Americans who are currently on a pilgrimage, and probably by the thousands, and they are trapped right now in Israel and cannot get home. This White House doesn't need to be throwing barbecues on the front lawn. This administration needs to be in a crisis mode and trying to figure out how are we going to rescue our people. Because I want you to understand what's about to happen in this country. They're going to start executing Americans, and they will be broadcasting it live on every social media platform out there. And my question to you is this. Right now, we're on the sidelines of this. Israel says they don't need our help, and they don't want our help. They just want permission to go out there and do what they need to do to keep their people safe. And quite frankly, they shouldn't need our permission. They should have gone out there already and taken care of business. But they're not wanting our boots on the ground. They don't want American troops on Israeli soil. I respect that. It's a lot better than what's happening in Ukraine right now. But my question to you is this. What do we do when they start executing the Americans? What do we do when Hamas starts executing the Americans? Because that is going to happen. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You know, there are a lot of conservatives out there, a lot, who are pushing back now. And they're saying, we don't need to be involved in this at all. We don't need to be going after Iran. That's Israel's concern. We, as a matter of fact, Vivek Ramaswamy just said that earlier today on Glenn Beck's program. We don't need to be involved. Is that true? Are you buying this isolationist mode? Do we need to completely remove ourselves from what's happening in the Middle East? Because there are a growing number of conservatives who say that's exactly what we need to do. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. I can't believe this story is happening in America. In Oregon, state officials there are stopping a Christian mother, Jessica Bates, from adopting children because of her beliefs. Folks, this is blatant religious discrimination. And I'm so glad my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are standing up to stop it. But they need your help. Join with ADF and become a champion for freedom. ADF is on the front lines defending clients like Jessica in court free of charge when their First Amendment freedoms and God-given rights are violated. But they can't do it without your help. Just $19 a month or more will help fuel the fight to protect our freedoms and people like Jessica. Visit ToddStarnes.com. That's ToddStarnes.com and click the Champion for Freedom banner. Pledge your monthly gift of $19 or more to ADF or give your most generous one-time gift. And thanks to a friend at ADF, that first gift will be matched. Visit ToddStarnes.com or call 855-417-6556.
David, it's hard to even explain exactly just the mass casualties that happened right here. In fact, the Israeli military says they still don't have a clear number, but I'm talking to some of the soldiers, and they say what they've witnessed as they've been walking through these different houses, these different communities, babies, their heads cut off, that's what they said, gunned down, families completely gunned down in their beds.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. That report coming out of Israel where babies have been burned alive and their heads have been chopped off by the Hamas terrorist. And there are people in this nation who are cheering that today. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's start our day in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mike from NougaRadio.com joins us. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Todd, I didn't like Obama or the Bushes. I think Reagan was the last president I liked other than Trump. But this guy brings it to a new low because under his so-called leadership, we've had major failures in the CIA or NSA. So why are we spending nearly $1 trillion on so-called intelligence when they didn't see this coming? Or they did see it coming, and that's why Joe Biden gave the regime that hates America Iran $6 billion plus. And by the way, there was payments before that $6 billion. This just didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, Mike, you have to go all the way back to the Obama administration and remember that they sent a plane load, $400 million in cash. $400 million in cash they sent to Iran.
I could say now that this whole government is illegitimate. And Republicans, it's your failure, because we know how the Democrats think. You know, it's like playing Russian roulette. Todd, I went to school, 75%, I would say, Catholic mixed and 25% Jewish. So now I know a lot of Jewish family, lose a lot of Jewish friends. I always supported Israel. I still do, 100%. But why does the Jewish population in mass continue to vote for Democrats when Republicans support Israel? They're playing Russian roulette. Why in the world are they continuing to do that?
Look, it's a great question. And again, President Trump brought this up a couple of weeks ago, and they accused him of being anti-Semitic. But what Trump was saying is, how in the world can you as a Jew be a Democrat? How is that possible? And this is the reason why he asked that question. What's happening right now, and what's happening in the streets of major American cities across America?
Well, we can say with 100% certainty, and I don't know why people don't bring this out, there's no such thing as Palestine or Palestinians. They're all made up words. They're Arabs, and they have a lot of territory. But if the Jews end up with one house, they'll want to bomb that house. The radical Islams will want to bomb that house. Iran hates us. They absolutely hate us. But we continue to fund them. And by the way, they're developing nuclear weapons.
Oh, well, look, absolutely. But it just boggles my mind, Mike, that here we are and somehow we're surprised that all of this happened when, in fact, allegedly we're funding it. But the administration says, no, they haven't touched that $6 billion. Well, if that's the case, Mike, let's go ahead and refreeze that money. But the administration refuses to do that.
He has to go. If the American people vote one Democrat in, they deserve what they get. That's all I have to say.
My question is this. Did our intelligence agencies know what was about to happen, and did we not tell the Israelis? That's a concern I've got.
And I'll tell you what, there needs to be congressional hearings on
it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
When Jim Jordan gets in there, we need to. That's the first line of business right there.
All right, Mike, got to run. Let's go to New York. Dove is on the line. Hi, Dove. I understand you have a theory. What's your theory?
It is Dove, not Dove. But my theory, and again, it's a real stretch, but that certainly hasn't stopped anyone on the far right from floating theories out. And that theory is that we know Trump shared Israeli secrets with Larionov in the White House.
No, that's not true.
In 2017.
Dove, that's not true.
That's not true.
No, it is not true.
Okay.
All right, Dove, thanks for the call. Let's go to Maine. Alan, what's on your mind?
My mind is, by the way, my condolences for your loss to the pastor.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Alan. We've only got about 30 seconds here, so let's get my apologies.
Okay, right to it. I think the House needs a master at arms, because we need a speaker in the House, not a bunch of political people hollering and screaming. They need to do their jobs they were hired to do and leave the politics aside. I mean, they're already 90 days late, so plus another 45, plus however long it takes them to decide on a speaker. That's why they need a master at arms in the House to keep the order, so to speak.
Well, Alan, real quick here, do you think that Israel? Do you think the United States should defend Israel? That is up for debate right now in the Republican Party.
There's no debating that. Obviously, we have to. They're our ally. Just like we left allies behind in Afghanistan, we do not need to repeat that action.
Well, my concern here, Alan, is everything we are watching transpire has been funded by American tax dollars. That's my greatest concern right now. All right, Alan, got to run. Thank you for the call. Sandra, hang tight. Coming up, we're going to check in with Congressman Mark Green Again, we've got breaking news on multiple fronts today. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the great state of Tennessee, Congressman Mark Green. Congressman, appreciate you taking a few moments today.
Yeah, Todd, great to be on.
Congressman, let's just jump into this. I want to get to Israel in just a moment, but today, Capitol Hill, we're going to find out, or at least we'll have a pretty good inclination of who the next speaker is going to be. Walk us through what's expected to happen.
Yeah, so the process is this, I think at 5 o'clock today, we're going to meet and discuss with the candidates. So the candidates will get up and give their presentations, and then we ask lots of questions. And then tomorrow at 10 a.m. we vote. So we have to first vote on a process, and will the process be whoever gets the majority of the votes goes to the floor? And I hope we don't do it that way, because, you know, they still need 218 votes to get the job. Hopefully we'll pick our person by majority and then test to see if 218 people will be a yes on that individual. And if they are, then that's the speaker.
Have you made up your mind who you're going to go with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as soon as I heard that Jim Jordan was running, I did an endorsement. I wrote an op-ed on why people should vote for him. Jim is just a great guy. He's a fighter, conservative, practical conservative. So I think he's the best. He'll be the most conservative speaker in the history of the country, probably.
There's been some scuttlebutt over the past couple of days based on what's happening in Israel that ex-Speaker McCarthy may be wanting his job back. Is that just the rumor mill, or is that actually something that's being considered?
I think if, you know, we don't settle on someone and can't get 218 on anyone, he might step back into the ring. But I don't know if those eight that voted to dethrone him are going to, you know, change their vote. And they would have to. Some of them would have to in order to, I think, at least half of those, so four of those would have to change their minds. And I don't see that happening. So he's testing the waters, but I don't see it. I think there'll be, if the two that are running right now don't get to 218, there'll be a whole nother level of people coming in for the job.
But that argument, though, the idea that, well, you know, there's a war going on in Israel right now, therefore the Republicans have to pick somebody immediately. Does that argument fly with you?
No, that's a false argument, because the president has 30 days with the War Powers Act. He can pretty much do, you know, he can commit even U.S. ground forces under the War Powers Act. Now, I think the War Powers Act needs some revision, But as the law is written right now, he has that authority. And so, and it's 30 days he has to come to Congress, basically. It doesn't mean that the troops have to be withdrawn once he commits them. So he can commit a lot of American resources without talking to us. So there's plenty of time for us to take the process and pick the right guy.
On the on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our good friend Congressman Mark Green. And Congressman, we're expecting to hear from the president today. There's been a lot of frustration and anger over the White House and really the administration's handling this, from the tweets that had to be deleted from the State Department to the president going out there and having a barbecue while we've got Americans that are being held hostage out there.
Well, that, rightly so. I mean, the best way I can say it, Todd, is liberals don't know a good guy from a bad guy. They want to make friends with Iran, give them their $6 billion back. They want to, allow an open border, which facilitates the cartels making billions of dollars. They want to street violent criminals, yet they want to attack law enforcement. I mean, they don't know a good guy from a bad guy. And the problem with Iran is they've been our enemy since 79. And they have waged war on the United States in multiple different ways, whether it was the Beirut bombing or, the 700 or 800 American soldiers who lost their lives in Iraq due to those improvised explosive devices developed by Iran. They're the enemy. And this president seems to think that, you know, he's just fascinated with the deal with Iran and unfortunately empowered them. The removal of the sanctions are really what put more money in their pocket than even the $6 billion, although the $6 billion hasn't been transferred. They have made billions of dollars, up to like a million barrels of oil a day, whereas during Trump, it was like 80 or, I mean, it was some significantly smaller number. So they're flush with cash. They're, funding Hezbollah and Hamas. Clearly here they used their, or assisted them with command and control and synchronizing the attack, et cetera, planning. So it's really absurd. The barbecue, okay, that was stupid. But really, my frustration is just the weakness in general. I'm at my wit's end, just like the rest of America is.
And you got to, and look, President Trump is right. You know, he's been weighing in on this, and I appreciate him bringing everybody back to the Obama administration. A lot of people want to forget the pallets of cash, literal American cash, that was given to the Iranians. So this has been going on, to your point, for a very long time here. And I'm just curious why we haven't frozen the $6 billion. They say, oh, it hasn't been spent. Okay, great. Then let's freeze it again.
Yeah, exactly. But they have this false notion that the $6 billion is going to be spent on hospitals and humanitarian stuff. And the truth of the matter is Iran will just move that money they were going to spend on those things to Hamas and Hezbollah. So it eventually, it's not, the money's frangible, right? So it can go. And so it's ridiculous.
Congressman, another thing that we need to talk about, and it's funny, you hear people say, oh, this is just, it's an inappropriate time to talk about that. Well, this issue. But I am concerned about the intelligence failures, not just over in Israel, but also here in the United States. How is it that our agencies had no clue this was about to go down?
Yeah, so when you look at intelligence information, there's the gathering and there's the analysis and then there's the decisions made on the analysis. So there's that sort of three-stage process. We've got to drill down and find out, was the HUMET sources gathering the information and the analysis was bad, or did we just miss the information at the ground level? And then what information was presented to the decision makers, like the president, the secretary of defense, NSC, all those guys, and did they make the right decisions? Do we share this data with Israel? So all of that has to be dissected, and it will be dissected, we'll get to the bottom of it. But it is a colossal failure somewhere in that chain.
And on that note, how concerned are you that something like what happened in Israel could happen here? Are you concerned that we've got maybe sleeper cells here in this country already?
Well, it would be ridiculous and naive to think that we don't, right? We've had an open border now for 2.5 years. We have 1.7 million gotaways. We're catching, since the president took office, 256 that we've caught. So that means there is some percentage in the 1.7 million. And it just stands to reason, right? You don't know what you don't know, but you can use your logic and say they've got to be here. We know that 20,000 additional Chinese have come through, many military age males, and some with PLA ties. So that's a strategy, obviously, from the Chinese, because the highest year before this last year was like 1,200, 1,500. So something's going on, and it isn't like suddenly China this past year has gotten that much worse. I mean, I get that there's an unemployment problem. I get that there's, but most of the stringent COVID restrictions are over. So I have to think that there's a strategy there.
Mm. All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate all the great work. Real quick. There are a lot of people across the nation, and especially here in Tennessee, that are stuck in Israel. What are you guys doing to get those people back home?
So the State Department, in fact, I had a constituent reach out to me. We gave her the information with the State Department. You can find it on the State Department's website. You can also find it. We did a Twitter post on it yesterday. But there's whoever's over there can log in, register. State reaches out and then helps them get home. And this young woman is on a plane right now. Left Tel Aviv this morning, and she lands in Atlanta shortly. So all they have to do, and they can reach out to their congressman too. David can help. Steve can help. So, basically register with state. State reaches out, finds a way to get you home.
All right. Congressman Green, always appreciate you, and going to be a busy day.
Yeah, Todd, it is. Take care, and thanks for having me on.
All right. Congressman Mark Green, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line.
When the government used emergency edicts during COVID to restrict the gathering and worship of churches, 3 pastors facing the risk of imprisonment, unlimited fines, and their own churches being ripped apart, took a courageous stand and reopened their doors in the face of a world that chose to comply. The Essential Church is a feature-length documentary that explores the struggle between the church and government throughout history. This fascinating story uncovers those who've sacrificed their lives throughout history for what they truly believe in. We discover why the church is essential and how we prove that this stand remains true from a scientific, legal, and most importantly, biblical perspective. This is not your typical movie. It'll change your life. You need to see this movie with your friends and family. The Essential Church is streaming today exclusively at salemnow.com. That's Essential Church. Streaming at salemnow.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go right to the phones. Folks holding on for a while. Dawsonville, Georgia. Sandra on the line. Hi, Sandra. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I am just all shook up. We have Hamas has opened a center right off of 453. They have opened a center in Canton, and they have opened a center in Cumming, which are very small towns. Yesterday they were down in Atlanta, and I thought, oh, they're far away. When you mentioned have your gun and know how to shoot it, I thought, well, I'm far enough away. Well, I'm not. I'm 2 miles from this center, and I'm all shook up.
Wow. So what's happening at these centers? Are these mosques?
Well, I called several of my conservative men friends to go down and check it out. They were on Facebook last night, and people started complaining, and before we knew it, they took it down. But it was called Eden Community Center dot, I want to say org. I didn't get it all. But they already have a 501c3. Now, how does that happen?
Well, it's a great question, Sandra, and we'll look into this and see what's going on. But you're right. Yeah, it's a 501c3, and there are multiple centers to help Muslim communities establish masalas, Well, this is interesting. So we're going to look into this, and we'll get to the bottom of it. But, Sandra, I think ultimately, if you want to come here and practice your religion and you don't want to bother anybody, you don't want to blow anybody up, then I say welcome to America. My concern is when you're going out there and causing mayhem. And, Sandra, the warning sign, when you see people marching in the streets and holding the Palestinian flags, those are very bad people. Very bad people.
If they're in Atlanta and now they've opened up a center and they say they have a game room, well, the picture of the game room was on Facebook, and all it was tables with computers and chairs. Now, that doesn't sound like a game room to me. It sounds like they're doing a lot of bad stuff.
Interesting. All right. We'll look into this. And again, I don't know much about them other than they do have a website, and they're calling them Community Centers for Muslim Young People. And they're all over the state of Georgia. I didn't realize that. So, my goodness. All right. Sandra, appreciate that heads up. Wow. Let's go to Kansas City and Tyler. Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly comment on that last call. Is there any stupid thing that you won't shoot down? I mean, give me a break. But anyway,
well, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Tyler?
That's clearly like a 98-year-old woman who's saying.
How do you know she's 90? Like how do you know how old this woman is?
Oh, I'm sorry. She probably was only 93. Give me a break, Todd.
No, you know what, Tyler? Why do you come on here and disrespect a lady who's calling in and has concerns? Why are you doing that, Tyler?
Fine. She sounds like a fine young woman. So with that said, why wouldn't you just...
Don't be a jerk about it. Just come on. If you got an... What do you want to talk about here? I'm not going to let you disparage this woman.
Sure. So what I really want to talk about is you dismissed a caller earlier today about Trump sharing, potentially sharing secrets with Larionov and the Russians. Can we agree that Trump has shown he's not exactly very good with confidential documents? Now, it's a stretch to say that what happened this weekend was a result of that, but is it any more of a stretch than the nonsense you constantly spew every day?
Tyler, first of all, you're spewing a lot of nonsense. I'm not going to call it lies. Maybe you're just ignorant here, so I'm going to try to help educate you. CBS News, just 2 days ago, Catherine Herridge had to completely walk back the allegations that President Trump had shared secret or sensitive information. Never happened. And they had to walk back the story. So the president, to date, has never shared. It has never been proven. They're making these wild accusations, but there is no proof that President Trump shared anything, especially with what happened in Israel.
Just no, wait there's the trials, no Todd. Give me a break.
No, you come onto this program and you say, I know X, Y, and Z happened, and it didn't happen, Tyler.
You must think your listeners are idiots. And based on that last caller.
No, hold on. You know what? You want to come after me? You can come after me. I'm not going to let you come after our listeners. That's not going to happen. So, Tyler, learn some manners and give us a call back. All right. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. So, look, I mean, look, I appreciate Tyler calling in, and if he wants to have an argument, if he wants to have a debate, he's going to have to come and bring the goods. But we're not going to let anybody come onto the program and attack the best talk radio audience in all of America. Not going to happen. Sandra's not 98 years old either, by the way. All right, coming up, we are going to be looking at the White House. President Biden is expected to address the nation. We are going to carry those remarks live. In the meantime, I do want to remind you that all this month we are helping raise money for Alliance Defending Freedom. And first of all, I want to thank all of you who have already made a donation. So far, it is a smashing success, and we appreciate you donating to become a champion for freedom. And every dollar we raise through the donations from men and women just like you lets ADF take on another case, and they get about 5,000 requests, and they never charge a penny. So here's what we want you to do. If you want to help stand up for religious freedom and freedom of speech, go to toddstarns.com and click on the Be a Champion for Freedom banner. to support Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's ADF Senior Counsel Kate Anderson. She's Director of ADF Center for Parental Rights.
Well, I just want to say first, we're all in this together, and we really appreciate the donors that come alongside us and make it possible for us to defend these important freedoms for everybody. There are lots of cases to be looking for. We continue to work in other areas to try to defend on college campuses, religious freedom and free speech, to protect life, to protect parental rights and marriage and the family.
So right now, before you forget, go to ToddStearns.com and click on the Be a Champion for Freedom banner. Make a gift today to protect your most precious freedoms and the future of your kids and grandkids. You and ADF can join forces to fight for religious liberty and freedom of speech, especially on our campuses. And by the way, every gift gets doubled thanks to a generous match from a friend of ADF. In other words, your $100 donation becomes $200. So head over to ToddStearns.com and click on that banner and lend a helping hand. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up on this breaking news edition of the Todd Stearns Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Stearns. That's MyPillow.com/Stearns. Use the promo code Stearns to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Stearns. Use the promo code Stearns or call 800-839-8506, promo code Stearns.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. So happy to have you with us. Broadcasting now on 140 radio stations across this great nation. So we are expecting to hear from President Biden during the program. Should have already been in front of the cameras, but typically they run a little bit late, depending on how long it takes to get him out of bed and into a pair of pants. So we will keep you updated on that. We do have some breaking news. The numbers coming in from Jerusalem, or from Israel, rather. Now the Israelis are calling up 360,000 troops. They are expecting the ground invasion of Gaza to begin soon. We also understand that there is a raging gun battle in southern Israel between Israeli troops and Hamas. Here in this country, we've got a big problem here, folks, and I want to share this information with you just coming in. Black Lives Matter has decided to get involved, and they are now standing in solidarity with the Palestinians. This is not a surprise, but here's where you need to pay attention. Now, you've heard a word used a lot lately, decolonize, right? So whenever you hear that phrase, you better pucker up, because that means very bad things are about to happen. And that typically means we're about to come after you people. And by you people, I mean white people. So pay attention here. This is going to get very interesting. So now Black Lives Matter has just issued a statement calling for a Hamas-style decolonization of America. So hear me on this. So the problem in the Middle East right now is the Muslims don't want Israel to exist. They believe that Israel is occupying or has colonized their land. and they want the Jews gone. They want to eradicate the Jews. Now, remember in the first hour, I told you that after they finish going after the Jews, they're going to be coming after the Christians. And now we have a situation where BLM just putting out a statement calling for the Hamas-style decolonization of America. So what does that mean? Folks, you got to pay attention to what's happening at the southern border. So we have watched over the past, well, since Biden's been in office, what, 7-8 million illegals have crossed into America? And they are all what? By and large, they are men of military age. Now, many years ago, there were wars fought in this country over the Western territories. Now, we bought the Louisiana Purchase, so that was bought and paid for. But the rest of it was fought. I mean, it was fought over. Look at what happened with Texas. So it's been my contention for years now, that what's really going on here is a planned invasion of America. So now you have all of these young men of military age that are all over America, and they are just waiting for the signal. They are waiting for their cell to be activated. And then all you know what's going to break loose in this guy. I just sincerely believe that is what's going on. And Black Lives Matter, with the statement that just came out, affirms everything that I have been very, very concerned about. BLM says they stand in solidarity with our Palestinian family who are currently resisting 57 years of settler colonialism and apartheid. As black people continue the fight to end militarism and mass incarceration in our own communities, let us understand the resistance in Palestine, again, no such thing, as an attempt to tear down the gates of the world's largest open-air prison. As a radical black organization grounded in abolitionist ideals, we see clear parallels between black and Palestinian people. We, too, understand what it means to be surveilled, dehumanized, property seized, family separated, our people criminalized and slaughtered with impunity, locked up in droves, and when we resist, they call us terrorists. We, too, dream of a world where our people may live freely on decolonized land. May the borders, checkpoints, prisons, police, and watch lists that terrorize our communities crumble, and may the world we build from their ashes honor those who have fallen in struggle. Not very subtle there, ladies and gentlemen. They want to destroy America. I mean, that's it. Bottom line, they just want to destroy our country and build some sort of a BLM utopia. My recommendation to BLM has always been to go back from whence they came and build their utopia there. By the way, I'd be willing to help pay for an airline ticket or two. Delta's ready when you are, as they say. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Do you share those concerns? Do you see where all the puzzle pieces are starting to fit into place now? It's already happened across Europe. Europe is lost. Unless the Europeans are willing to stand up and fight for their countries. And I'm not sure they've got the numbers, and I'm not sure they have the heart to do that. Let's go to Fred in Georgia. Fred, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I just wanted to state that I hope the American people understand the danger that Joe Biden has put us in. They sold off just about all of our oil reserve. Well, I think now we have like 10%, 17%. He also makes the money off that. We get a lot of that from Iran. We couldn't protect ourselves right now from anybody if they were to attack us. We don't have enough oil to do that. As far as Israel goes, every one of these people that are standing up for what just happened and the protesters in New York and Black Lives Matter, you know, unless they want this happening over here, now's the time to round these people up and deport them out of this country, because that is going to happen. And as far as war goes, you know, war is ugly. You think about women and children. You know, the children that are in Iran and the Palestinian children, they're not like the little kids we have over here, okay? They're taught how to behead people when they're about 8 or 9 years old. And, you know, war is ugly. I hate to say that. But I think we've reached a time in this country to where
It's time for Israel to wipe Iran off the face of the earth, because I guarantee you, if they would have had a nuclear weapon already that they could have delivered to Israel, that would have been what you would have been waking up to. It wouldn't have been the 2,000 rockets. It would have been that. And that's going to happen if they don't do something about this now. And these people that are over here, God knows what's already come across our borders. But, you know, these people need to be rounded up and out of here, because that's what's going to happen. And our president has put our country in serious danger right now. We don't have enough reserves to do anything because they've sold us out. And I'm sorry, but, you know, I don't want war of any kind, and nobody does. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to fight fire with fire, and it's either going to be them or us. And Israel is a good example of what's going to happen over here if people over here don't wake up and do something about it now, because now is when it's happening. And
Fred,
I'm sorry, but
Fred, I'm not sure people I you get it. I'm just not sure people understand what kind of danger the Democrats really have put us in. Where at this moment, and look, people are always thinking about New York and Chicago and Los Angeles. Well, you could have Islamic radicals there in the state of Georgia. They could be targeting Gainesville. They could be targeting Bartlesville, Oklahoma. They could be targeting Salem, Oregon. I mean, these smaller cities and towns where you would not expect for these attacks to happen. I mean, look at what's happening in Israel right now, Fred. They're going after the smaller communities. That's where the slaughters and the massacres happened.
Exactly. I mean, it is a, you know, and like you said, I think I heard you say this the other day, you know, they're going to hit communities and places that don't have the ability to really fight back very well. And you know what? It's just amazing to me that we have some congressmen and senators that are in our own government that stand by what just happened. That's even more frightening to me. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to understand the seriousness of what they've done to us right now. This country could not protect itself against anybody. That's why Joe Biden the other day told Israel to stand down.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the reason for it. Because if Israel attacks Iran, which they should, you know, we're not going to have that oil anymore. And, you know, so who are we getting it from? Russia? You know, we're buying all of our energy now from people that want to kill us. And right now, don't think Russia and China is not looking at what's going on over here and what we have.
Oh, look, well, China, the problem here, Fred, China is looking at how we're handling Israel, and they're licking their lips because they see Taiwan in the crosshairs, and they know that if we will not stand up and defend Israel, Taiwan is theirs. They're not even going to have to fire a shot. I mean, it's that simple. Hey, Fred, we've got a skedaddle. We're waiting for the president to deliver some remarks. Appreciate your thoughts. 844-747-8868. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're waiting for President Biden to deliver remarks. That was supposed to have happened at the top of the hour and has not happened just yet. I mean, the guy may still be asleep. You know how it is. By the way, Wall Street Journal now reporting that the U.S. is considering sending a second aircraft carrier into the Middle East. This information coming from Nancy Youssef and Gordon Lubold from the Wall Street Journal. Defense officials say that an escalation of the U.S. military effort to deter regional powers from joining the war is the reason. the USS Dwight Eisenhower were scheduled months ago to sail this week for the Middle East. They're expected to reach the region in about 2 weeks. The USS Gerald Ford is expected to arrive sometime today. By the way, the USS Gerald Ford actually has nuclear capabilities. Just want to throw that out there. The Pentagon is just considering but has not formally decided whether the Eisenhower would either join the Ford or would relieve the Ford of duties. So there you go. We'll keep you updated. By the way, we had a caller just a few moments ago who mentioned about readiness and also about our oil reserves, which are shot to you know where. Well, that's not the only problem here. This report from CNN just back last week, so this was before all of the escalation and what happened in Israel, they were doing a story about how our ammunition stocks are at the bottom of the barrel. So why is that? Why is all of our ammo gone? Well, the reason why, it's gone to Ukraine. CNN says Western militaries running out of ammo to give to Ukraine. News of ammunition shortfalls comes after money to buy weapons for Ukraine was not included in a stopgap spending bill. So again, this is all going to go back to the stopgap spending bill. And get ready for this, folks. The rumblings are the Democrats are going to tie any funding for Israel to Ukraine. That's what's about to happen. All right, let's go to the phones here. Eileen in Cleveland, Georgia. Hi, Eileen. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I wanted to weigh in, and I wanted to comment that perhaps if this administration, the media, the Democrats and never Trumpers would have expanded on the Abraham Accords instead of ignoring them, mocking them, and slandering them, perhaps this would not have happened. But instead, they ignore it, they mocked it just because it was under President Trump's administration. And, I mean, nobody knows. We know that Hamas and the other terrorists, they want to annihilate Israel, and they want to annihilate the West. And you are 100% right. And they say it over and over and over again. So that's really what I wanted to weigh in and say.
You know, Eileen, I think you're right there. But the reality is this administration is on the wrong side of the Middle East debate. And that's the problem. The broader concern I have, look, the Israelis are going to be able to take care of themselves. I have no doubt about that. They're going to take care of business. My concern, Eileen, is our southern border and what have we exposed this country to. And that is something that we should all be very concerned about.
Yes, yes. Well, you have a good day. Thank you for letting me on the air.
Eileen, you're very welcome, and thank you for calling in. Cleveland, Georgia, by the way, beautiful area, folks. And beautiful mountains up there in North Georgia. And right down the road from Cleveland, Georgia, is a place called Helen, which looks like a Bavarian village. Beautiful town, great restaurants, have a little river running through it, and the Oktoberfest celebrations are quite popular in that area. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. We are still waiting for the White House, and we're not quite sure what's going on there, but we'll keep you updated. By the way, some sad news from Memphis, Tennessee. I find this to be a fascinating story. There is a very popular barber who passed away. He was 90 years old, so he lived a good life. His name is Warren Lewis. And Mr. Lewis became very famous because of the way he used to cut people's hair. And he did not use scissors, the clippers. I think this is fascinating. And no, Dylan, he did not use a razor either. He actually used a candle, as in something you would light, you light the wick of the candle, and he would use the flame of the candle to cut people's hair, and the hair would burn off. It's I've seen him do it. There's some video. You should Google this, folks. It's fascinating, but it's a really interesting technique. And he was able to master it and actually became very famous as a result of all of this. So I think he even, he was featured on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. So could you, There's no way I'm letting anybody with a match anywhere near my hair. That's not going to happen. But anyway, there you go. Mr. Lewis said he got the idea for his hot haircuts by watching his mother. And she was not a barber. She actually would burn feathers off chickens on the farm. He grew up in Mississippi. And that's what they do in Mississippi. They burn the well, you can pluck or burn. I mean, it's your choice. He claimed that the fire made the haircut smoother and better. And there you go. He had three children, five grandchildren, and our thoughts and prayers are with the family of Warren Lewis, the barber who cut hair with fire. So there you go. You never know what you're going to learn here on this radio program. I'm just telling you. By the way, folks, now is a good time to head over to ToddStearns.com. Have you downloaded our free podcast? If you haven't, you need to do that. You're going to be able to go back, listen to all of the interviews, the entire show, commercial-free, at ToddStearns.com, and also sign up for our newsletter. That's the way we guarantee you that you're going to get all of our news and content. All right, hang tight. We are waiting for President Biden. We'll let you know, and as soon as he starts talking, we'll go live. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Keeping your retirement safe has never been more difficult. The U.S. dollar is under attack. Our national debt is the highest it's ever been, and signs of a devastating recession are everywhere. It's time you protected and secured your wealth with precious metals. Gold has been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. In fact, thousands of investors are diversifying their portfolios every month with physical gold and silver, and now you can too. Get started right now by visiting AdvantageGold.com or calling 844-375-GOLD. Call us now and see how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver. The time to protect and secure your retirement is now. So call 844-375-4653 and claim your free gold investing starter kit today. Your future is precious. Protect it today with the help of Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold at 844-375-4653. That's 844-375-GOLD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are waiting for President Biden to come out. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome a great guest and a great friend of this program. She is the senior counsel for and the director of the Center for Parental Rights over at Alliance Defending Freedom. All this month, we are engaged in our radiothon, helping raise much-needed funding for Alliance Defending Freedom. Kate Anderson joins us today. Kate, hope you're doing well.
I am. Thanks for having me on the show.
You know, it's interesting, and I've been covering ADF for well over a decade, and of late, it seems like many of the cases are centering around parental rights. You know, here in the Memphis, Tennessee area, for example, we have a school district, and they ask the kids for their preferred names that they would like to be referred to and whether or not mom and dad should be aware of that. I mean, this is crazy stuff that's going on.
Yes. So ADF has created a specific team focused on parental rights because of exactly what you're talking about. We've just seen attacks on parental rights at a level that we haven't seen perhaps ever in recent years, with schools thinking that they know better than parents, when it's parents that have both the right and the important responsibility of directing the upbringing and education of their kids.
I think it was a decade ago that notion really started making its way into the public arena during the Obama years, where the schools and the teachers' unions were advancing that notion that, you know what, the government knows best how to raise your child.
Yes, and it's not true at all. Parents know their kids best. They were there at the beginning. They're going to be there with those kids long after a child's out of a particular class, off of a different team, out of a particular school, and they are in the best possible position to be able to know what a child needs, especially a kid struggling with their identity, which is one of the issues we're really seeing schools push right now.
And Kate, there are a couple of cases that you guys are involved in, and just to illustrate how important this particular issue is, let's talk about what's going on in the Harrisonburg City Public Schools.
Yes, so it's very much like the policy you just talked about in Memphis. Harrison Public Schools passed a policy and started instructing teachers that they were to ask every student immediately for their preferred name and pronoun. They were to use that name and pronoun with that student starting immediately, and they were not to tell parents. So the school could give them permission to talk to a parent if the parent already knew about it or something like that, but otherwise they were instructed not to use that preferred name and pronoun with the parents, but instead use whatever was in the student's official records when communicating with parents. And this came with specific instructions, like when you send documents home, you should make sure you use the official name of the student, not whatever name they're going by in class. Same with anything that's going to go up to the high school from the middle school, because parents might see those documents. So teachers were really concerned about this requirement to hide information, to even lie to parents about how their students are doing. And on an issue that's very serious, a student struggling with identity really needs the support of their family to walk through what they're going through and to deal with everything. So they ended up filing a case against the Harrison Public Schools, along with a number of parents as well, joined together to challenge this policy, because they recognize that there should be an open flow of information between parents and teachers, and that kids really need their parents to help them with lifelong decisions like their identity.
And Kate, I have to imagine, you know, one of the things I appreciate here is it's not just the parents in some cases that are caught. It's also the teachers and the school staff. And a lot of times people think, oh, you know, they paint with the broad brush, and the teachers are trying to do the right thing.
Absolutely. We have many teachers calling us as well as parents, but teachers who are concerned about this. They're saying, we are able to talk to parents about everything that goes on with the student during the day, except for this one issue. Now, suddenly when a student raises any concerns or questions about their identity, the school is telling us we no longer can talk to parents about what's going on with that student on that particular issue. And this is just unlike anything else, puts these teachers in a really challenging position, and obviously undercuts the parents' parental rights and robs those kids of having their parents walking through these difficult issues with them.
We've got Kate Anderson with us from Alliance Defending Freedom. All this month, we are raising much needed funding for ADF, and you can join our effort to become a champion for freedom by going to toddstearns.com and clicking on that banner at the top of the page. There's another case, Kate, that you guys are working in Virginia. What's going on there in that school district?
Yeah, so we have a case against the Albemarle School District. Actually, we have two cases, one on behalf of a teacher and one on behalf of a group of parents. But both really centered on a similar issue, and the parents' one, I think, illustrates it best. The school passed an anti-racism policy steeped entirely in critical race theory, telling students that they needed to see everything, everyone through the lens of race, that and personalizing it, that certain students were privileged and needed to, in a sense, atone for that privilege, while other students could never achieve things because of the color of their skin and the way the system was apparently stacked against them. This hurts students on both sides of this issue, and we have students on both sides who are part of this case with their families. One girl in particular was shown a video in class that told her that because she's Latina, she really couldn't achieve things in life. She couldn't go to a good school, get a good job, be successful, because those things were reserved for white kids. When this kind of content is being infused into the learning environment, this is destructive for kids, for all kids. And so parents were very concerned about this. They tried to talk to their schools about it, completely shut down, told that this was necessary. The school was going to do this no matter what they said, and that there would be no ability to opt any students out of any of this anti-racism policy or curriculum, because it would be infused into every classroom at every grade all the way down into the grade school.
Wow.
So left with no other option, the parents filed a lawsuit.
Well, these folks are just a couple of the cases that the Alliance Defending Freedom is working on through their Center for Parental Rights. And Kate, we're quick to remind people that that everything you guys do is pro bono work. So you're representing these folks, and really that's why it's important for our audience to rise up and help you guys out.
Yes, we appreciate it so much. We're able to help parents without having to charge them. And we're just really trying to work through this team to help parents and teachers across the country who are concerned about the way the government is infringing parental rights in a way that's really dangerous for kids.
Big time. All right. Well, Kate, we're going to leave it there. And we appreciate the great work you guys are doing. And let us know if there's an update on these two stories.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kate Anderson with the Alliance Defending Freedom. She is the director of the Center for Parental Rights. Folks, this is what it's all about. These are the kinds of people that you are helping to employ, helping to fund as they're fighting for our rights. And I love bringing these folks onto the program so you can hear directly from them. And if you would like to become a supporter, we want you to go to toddstearns.com right now and click on that banner at the top of the page, and you can become a champion for freedom. All right, here's what we're going to do, because we're still waiting on Biden. And we're going to take a break. And so when we come back, hopefully the president will be in front of the cameras, and we will be able to bring you those remarks. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And, of course, I've got to tell you guys about our great friends over at Newsmax. They are doing an amazing job, and we love the incredible work that's happening there. Newsmax, by the way, the only network covering President Trump's events live. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax because it's real news you can trust. I watch it all the time. President Trump says he loves Newsmax. It's on all cable systems, and if your cable operator does not carry Newsmax, just give them a call and demand Newsmax. And don't forget to download the Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. It's absolutely free, and you can start watching anytime. So get the Newsmax app now, get Newsmax at home, and make the switch. You won't look back.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm telling you, I love these. I have so many benefits from this. I should be your, like, testimony on TV, because they have done so much for me. It really helped me so much.
I've noticed some improvements over time. I noticed that I used to eat a lot of cookies and snack between meals, and I stopped doing that because I just don't feel a desire to do that. My energy lasts longer. I have more endurance, and a number of things that I'm happy with.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code REAL.
All right. The last message we got from the White House was, about 20 past the hour. And they said that Biden and Harris had just concluded a call with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And that's about it. So we're still waiting for the president to come out and make his speech. He was supposed to do that at the top of the hour. So we're almost, 50 minutes late right now. So we'll keep you updated on whether or not that is or is not going to happen. Want to go back to some audio. This is John Kirby. He was on CNN last night talking to Jake Tapper. Cut number two.
I mean, the images that we're seeing of children kidnapped, of young women who have been abducted, who have blood in their pants because they've presumably been repeatedly raped. It's horrifying. There's been a lot of death and destruction in that region, but I've never seen anything like this.
Very difficult to look at these images, Jake, and the human cost. And these are human beings. They're family members, they're friends, they're loved ones, cousins, brothers, sisters. Yeah, it's difficult, and I apologize.
Nothing to say sorry for.
All right, there you everybody's getting emotional, and you know, the people are weeping on camera, and I understand that. I do, but these are professionals, and Mr. Kirby needs to understand that it's the policies of the administration that he represents that is responsible for what's happening over there right now. But nobody wants to have that conversation. They're not, at least not willing to have that conversation. Again, the breaking news coming from the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. now considering sending a second aircraft carrier, the USS Eisenhower, to the Middle East. So now we'll have upwards of two Air Force carriers and carrier strike groups nearby. And hopefully that will be enough to send a message to Iran not to mess with anyone. But again, you've got conservatives, and this is where it's really getting interesting. When Trump ran for the White House, you had a lot of people who were de facto populist jumping in and becoming active in the party, which is good. But the reality is that a lot of those folks are not, in fact, conservative. You also have a lot of libertarians that have sort of become a part of the Republican big tent. And a lot of these folks do not believe that we should be engaged in any sort of military activity in other countries, period. They would be considered isolationist. Now, I contend that we have a responsibility to stand up for our allies. If we have an ally and they are in trouble, it's up to us to stand up and live up to our obligations. And I just truly believe we have to do that. That is the moral thing to do. We have to fight alongside our allies. If Israel says we need help, then we give them help. Now, does that mean I believe that we ought to go to war with Iran? No, I don't think so, especially after what just happened in Afghanistan and, quite frankly, what happened in Iraq. I mean, what a mess. Folks, it could be that the Biden administration finally understands what we have been concerned about all along, that our military may not be up for the job, that our military may not be at the position where they could fight a war and win a war. Now, that's a big concern. How many times have we had lawmakers on the program who, by the way, and we always ask this question too, and we're pretty strict about it, but we ask military veterans who are now in Congress whether or not they're concerned about military preparedness. And to a person, they tell us they have grave concerns, and that's a problem. So it may be the reason why the Biden administration is behaving the way it's behaving is that they know they're not prepared. And we may not just have the resources. You just heard the CNN piece that our ammo is pretty much depleted. We're at the bottom of the barrel. Let's go to some more audio here. This is from Fox News, cut number 4.
This operation continues. We're also getting word that alarms are going off in Tel Aviv, new rocket fire there. Also getting some horrific images coming from Israeli television. A reporter in the kibbutz, Kafar Azar, said the commander, the Israeli commander who liberated it from Hamas, says they found the bodies of 40 babies, and some of them with their heads cut off. And that's horrible to even say, but this reporter is on the ground talking to the commander of this kibbutz, and there is video of this interview. The atrocities, the specific nature of what we're seeing out of this is actually hard to even calculate. We're joined now.
All right, well, there you go. And that's just a little bit of the coverage there from Fox. Our friends over at Just the News, they have just posted a story. I want to read this to you. I don't mean to terribly alarm you, but the failure of American Israeli intelligence to detect the Hamas attack, coupled with the rising number of suspected terrorists at the U.S. border, now raising national security concerns inside the U.S. Signs of the alarm were evident Monday, that would be yesterday, when U.S. Customs and Border Protection issued a lookout for males between 16 and 40 with one-way tickets to Jordan that were purchased at the last minute. The agency told staff the alert was being issued out of an abundance of caution and not about a specific threat. Really? Because that seems to me to be pretty specific. Young men between 16 and 40 with one-way tickets to Jordan. They're not going down to Disney World. Come on. So, no surprise there, but the Biden administration pushing back, they're saying that they did not miss anything. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy described the Hamas attack as an overwhelming intelligence failure. And he says, we also have to start looking at the border. By the way, McCarthy wants his job back. If you missed the interview with Mark Green, the congressman from Tennessee, go back and listen to that. But Kevin McCarthy wants his old job back. And there will be a play tonight. They're meeting at 5 o'clock behind closed doors. Now, our understanding is Trump was supposed to be a part of that meeting. We have not gotten any intel to say otherwise, but we'll see how President Trump interacts with the lawmakers tonight. There will not be a vote. That'll happen tomorrow. But they're going to coalesce tonight. That's the working theory. They're going to coalesce around somebody. So here's my question to you. Should Kevin McCarthy jump back in based on what's happening over in Israel, or should that have any play at all in what the Republicans are about to do? All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's just what the advertisements say, which is you get more energy. If you just take regular people's diet, there's no way that they get the amount of servings of vegetables and fruits that they need. And so what this does, it assures that you are getting that. It really is. It's a beautiful name, Balance of Nature. And I tell everybody about it. When you got other people recommending it, it's a big thing.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get $35 off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code REAL.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting from our flagship radio station, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, to more than 140 radio stations around the nation. Welcome, everybody. We are in breaking news mode today, and we are expecting sometime this hour President Biden to address the nation. That was supposed to happen an hour ago, but we are still in a hold mode, and we will let you know when the president delivers those remarks. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, though. We are very honored to have a great guest who is doing some incredible things to our neighboring state, which is Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor, hope you're doing well today.
I am doing fantastic today. How are you?
Governor, doing well in spite of all the reports coming out of Israel, and I know that there are a lot of Christians, a lot of Jews here in America that are in Israel and trying to get back. I have to imagine there might even be some from the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, I feel confident that there are. I have not heard from any of the families at this time. We certainly stand with Israel here in Mississippi. It breaks my heart to see what's happening there in the Middle East, the fact that these terrorists from Hamas instigating this against not only the state of Israel, but the women and children of Israel. It's heartbreaking, and we are praying for our friends and allies in Israel every single day.
You know, we take a look at what's happening there, and of course there are great fears about our southern border and what's coming across that border. And it's a reminder that we have to fight every single day for the values. And that really is why I wanted you to come on the program today, because you guys in Mississippi, you've done something that is incredibly unique and quite frankly bold by issuing a proclamation about our faith. And you actually set aside a week in the Magnolia State and you called it the Christian Heritage Week. I want you to tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, that was something that was very important to me. I proclaimed September 24th through September 30th of this year as Christian Heritage Week. And it's really just a recognition that in Mississippi, we recognize that this country was founded upon Christian principles. We're proud of our Christian heritage in the state of Mississippi. We're proud of our Christian heritage in the United States of America. And we know that we've seen tremendous things happening here, and the fact is that Mississippi has momentum, and it's because of the blessings that have been bestowed upon us by our Lord and Savior. And so we want to recognize that in Mississippi, and that's something that is very important to me. But it's also something that's very important to the millions of people here in our great state.
Now, you know, you just triggered a whole bunch of atheists out there somewhere, Governor.
Well, you know, that's fine. I have a tendency to trigger people, particularly those on the far left and radicals in California and New York. You know, they're literally spending millions of dollars tearing me down right now as we speak. But I stand for what I believe in. And no matter what the radicals say, I'm going to tell you what I believe.
Well, I have to brag on, they call it the top of Mississippi. And I was born in Memphis, but raised in South Haven. Of course, when I was growing up, we had a Big Star and a Rexall drugstore. And now it's one of the fastest growing cities in the whole country. And it's exciting to see, because when you think about Mississippi in the national media, people have this misconception because it is a growing, vibrant, and really cosmopolitan area of the country.
Well, there's no doubt you're exactly right. The southern suburbs of Memphis in DeSoto County and Marshall County, and now that growth is spreading out to Tate County and certainly down in Lafayette County as well, and lots of other places. But we do have a vibrant economy. Our economy actually is on fire. We have seen a period of time in which we've had more economic development wins than at any time in our state's history. In fact, we had over $6 billion in announcements in 2022 alone. That's almost eight times more than the average year in the 10 years before I became governor. And it's because of the fact that during the pandemic, when other blue states were shutting down, Mississippi was open for business, and we've got the lowest unemployment rate in state history. We've got more people working today than at any time in state history, and we do see significant economic growth along our northern border there to our friends in Tennessee, but also we're seeing significant growth in other parts of the state as well, particularly along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, where we're seeing just a booming economy from Stennis Space Center there on the western border all the way to the one of the nation's largest shipbuilding yards in the southeastern border there in Pascagoula. So really a great time to be in Mississippi and a great time to be governor of this state.
And, of course, we have great radio stations in Mississippi that carry this program. I was just in Pascagoula last year doing an event with our affiliate down there, and you're right. It's just they're running and gunning down there. And it was fun to drive through the entire state and see all of the great development. You know, Governor, there's something definitely happening in Mississippi, and especially in education, and folks have actually coined it the Mississippi Miracle. And I want you to tell our listeners what you guys are doing that has really revolutionized education in the Magnolia State.
Well, Todd, you know, even the New York Times called it the Mississippi Miracle. I almost choked on my catfish when I read that, because the New York Times never says anything good about the state of Mississippi. But the numbers don't lie. It's a fact. Our high school graduation rates 10 years ago were 72.5%. Last year, they were 88.9% better than the national average. If you look at fourth grade reading, our fourth graders were 49th best in the country 10 years ago. Last year, we were 21st best in the country. If you look at fourth grade math results, we were 50th best in the country 10 years ago. Last year, we were 23rd best in the country. And these results are not just happening for some of our kids in some of our schools. They're happening for all of our kids. In fact, if you look at African-American fourth grade reading results, when compared to their peers in the other 49 states, 10 years ago, they scored 45th best in the country. Last year, our African-American fourth graders scored 5th best in the country on their reading results. And it's a result of conservative leadership. It's a result of conservative policies. And the fact is, whether it's K through 12 education or otherwise, and that's the what everyone, I hope, understands, is that conservative policy works. Conservative policy makes a difference for people all across the board.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today is Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. And, of course, Governor, you got a big reelection battle. I think it's interesting that you've got really the attention of the whole nation on Mississippi, and the Democrats are coming after you, sir.
Well, certainly we have the attention of the radical left in this country. They have pumped in millions and millions and millions of dollars into this campaign. And the reason for my opponent, and the reason that they have, is because if we have a Mississippi that is experiencing the kind of renaissance and rebirth and successes that I've just mentioned to you, that is also a Mississippi that believes in Christian values, a Mississippi that is God-fearing, a Mississippi that believes in the Second Amendment, it doesn't fit with the narrative from the far-left radicals in America. And so they want to come and they want to do everything they can to try to beat me. They don't like the fact that the Mississippi was at the forefront of overturning Roe versus Wade. I believe the greatest accomplishment in the conservative movement in my lifetime. They don't like that fact, and they are pumping the kind of money into this state right now on TV attacking me, the likes of which we've never seen in the history of Mississippi. But at the end of the day, I will tell you that I have confidence that the people of our state are going to see through the lies that are being told by these far-left radicals, and we're going to continue down the path of being a conservative leader across America.
All right, good stuff. Well, Governor, the next time you're up in the northern part, you got to let me know. I'll buy you a steak over at the Marshall County Steakhouse. They got the best steak in Mississippi.
Yeah, I don't want to pick between steaks in Mississippi, but I can tell you this. The Marshall County Steakhouse is a fine place to eat. I've eaten there several times, and I look forward to getting back.
All right. Well, Governor, best of luck to you. Thank you for standing up for our values, and congratulations on the great success there in Mississippi.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great and blessed day.
All right. There you go. Governor Tate Reeves. Wow, you know he triggered some atheists somewhere. But that's good for him, declaring a Christian Heritage Week. And if you're coming to Memphis, Tennessee, if you're driving through Mississippi, I'm telling you, you got to stop at the Marshall County Steakhouse. It is unbelievable, just great food. And the owner, a patriot, he actually, when he's working the front door, and he's packing. Every single time I'm there, I see him packing, and every steak comes out with a little American flag in it. So a great patriotic place, and it really was voted the best steakhouse in Mississippi. All right, we've got to take a break here. We're still waiting for Biden. I think maybe they can't get him to wake up. Maybe he's in a deep slumber. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. And good for Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves holding a Christian Heritage Week. I mean, if you're going to be able to celebrate Pansexual Week, you may as well be able to come out and celebrate our Lord, right? I just think that's a pretty brilliant thing. By the way, if you haven't done so, be sure to pre-order a copy of the new book. It's coming out in March. It is kind of early, right? But the publisher was like, "Well, we got to get these books. We got to get them sold." So I'm like, "All right, we'll let people know." So you can pre-order, by the way, wherever you buy your books. All right, let me set the stage for what we're doing here, folks. We are waiting for President Biden to come out and address the nation. This was supposed to have happened almost 90 minutes ago. So we don't know if it's nap time. Maybe he's sleeping in. Maybe he needed to get that little something in the porridge this morning. I don't know. But we're working on it, and as soon as the president comes before the cameras, we're going to let you know about that. In the meantime, it's really not looking good in the Middle East. By the way, Ilhan Omar now coming out. This just happened a few moments ago, and she is condemning Israel. Ilhan Omar, the Muslim from Minnesota, says that Israel's response, I'm reading this statement now, she says the only solution is a negotiated peace. Well, I hate to break it to Ilhan Omar, but you cannot negotiate a peace with an enemy who wants to literally wipe you off the face of the earth. Unbelievable. She says Palestinian residents of the West Bank have scarcely better lives than Gazans, with the routine destruction of their ancestral homes, the destruction of their crops, and violent attacks by Israeli settlers. All right, well, let's back up for just a moment here, folks, because ultimately, this is all about the Gazans attacking the Israelis. All right, let's go now to the White House. Here's the president.
The people of Israel lived through one such moment this weekend. The bloody hands of the terrorist organization Hamas, a group whose stated purpose for being is to kill Jews. This was an act of sheer evil. More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered, not just killed, slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed. Parents butchered, using their bodies to try to protect their children. Stomach-turning reports of babies being killed. Entire families slain. Young people massacred while attending a musical festival to celebrate peace. Women raped, assaulted, paraded as trophies. Families hid their fear for hours and hours, desperately trying to keep their children quiet to avoid drawing attention. And thousands of wounded, alive but carrying with them the bullet holes and the shrapnel wounds and the memory of what they endured. You all know these traumas never go away. There's still so many families desperately waiting to hear the fate of their loved ones, not knowing if they're alive or dead or hostages. Infants in their mother's arms, grandparents in wheelchairs, Holocaust survivors abducted and held hostage. Hostages whom Hamas has now threatened to execute in violation of every code of human morality. It's abhorrent. The brutality of Hamas, these bloodthirstiness brings to mind the worst rampages of ISIS. This is terrorism. But sadly, for the Jewish people, it's not new. This attack has brought to the surface painful memories and the scars left by a millennia of anti-Semitism and genocide of the Jewish people. So in this moment, we must be crystal clear. We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. And we will make sure Israel has what it needs to take care of its citizens, defend itself, and respond to this attack. There's no justification for terrorism. There's no excuse. Hamas does not stand for the Palestinian people's right to dignity and self-determination. Its stated purpose is the annihilation of the State of Israel and the murder of Jewish people. They use Palestinian civilians as human shields. Hamas offers nothing but terror and bloodshed with no regard to who pays the price. The loss of innocent life is heartbreaking. Like every nation in the world, Israel has the right to respond, indeed has a duty to respond to these vicious attacks. I just got off the phone with a third call with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and I told him the United States experience what Israel is experiencing, our response would be swift, decisive, and overwhelming. We also discussed how democracies like Israel and the United States are stronger and more secure when we act according to the rule of law. Terrorists purposely target civilians, kill them. We uphold the laws of war, the law of war. It matters. There's a difference.
All right, folks, we're going to have to take a quick break. We will resume with the president's remarks. We're monitoring those, and we'll keep you updated. By the way, BLM Chicago just posted a tweet showing that they stand with the paragliders who came at your folks. Go to our Twitter page. You got to check it out. Give us a call with your reaction. 844-747-8868 is our number. This is insane. BLM says they're standing with the people who slaughtered those at the Peace Festival. BLM Chicago. All right, we'll be right back.
Boom, 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 boom. Nissan has a car for every driver who wants more. More action. More fun. More guts. More head turns. More adventure. More electric. At Nissan, more is all we do.
All right, let's just jump right back in here. President Biden still speaking at the White House. Let's listen in. Oh, he just walked out. Wow. All right. Wow, there you go. So the president not taking any questions, and he's doing that Biden shuffle right now as he walks out. Antony Blinken and the gal. Oh, Harris, that's her name, Kamala. They follow behind dutifully, and just to make sure he doesn't fall. So there you go. Biden says our response will be swift and decisive. We don't know what that means. The president said we stand with Israel. But again, Americans are being killed. Americans are being held hostage by these modern-day Nazis. And that's really, I mean, if you want to know what Hamas is, these people are modern-day Nazis. And they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. All right, so your response to the president's remarks, 844-747-8868. That's our number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Georgia. Louise is listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Louise.
Hello, Todd.
All right.
Let me ramble for a minute, and then you can answer whatever you want to.
I'll do my best.
Fred that called you from Georgia, I agree with everything he said, plus more. Israel should wipe Hamas off the map. We should wipe Iran off the map, or both of us, anyhow. And I cannot understand why Biden has not been impeached. They need to impeach him, then impeach her, and then we'll go from there. And Congress needs to find the family jewels. That's the only nice way I know to put it. And freaking do something, you know? It's ridiculous what's going on. They don't They don't have the backbone to do anything. They're a bunch of cowards. The Republicans. Democrats are smart. They got plenty of money. So they destroy you. But anyhow, I do want to say that Georgia is a Republican state. We're not a Democrat state. What Stacey Abrams did during the election was crooked as a black snake. And the sad thing about our military right now, Todd, they couldn't fight their way out of an outhouse. There's so many woke in it. They need to recall all the good people that they threw out when they refused to take a shot. I didn't take the shot, and I never would. Look how many people it killed. But anyhow, that's all. You can comment on whatever you want to.
Well, thank you for that. I'm crooked as a black snake. Is that the phrase you use there, Louise?
That is exactly. I'm country, honey. I'm from Georgia. I am redneck as they come.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Louise. I would wear that as a badge of honor and pride right there.
I do. And them morons in the White House, they just need to be done away with. That's all there is to it.
Well,
you know, we can't wait till the election, Todd. We can't wait that long.
Yeah. No,
they will have us totally destroyed by then.
You know, Louise, it's a great point you raise. And Louise, we're going to have to skedaddle, but I appreciate your call. I will say this. You look at what's happening out there. And I mean, if we get involved in a war and if the United States attacks Iran, Russia will respond. And then we will have two wars going on, one in Ukraine and the other in the Middle East. And then China will get involved with Taiwan. And to Louise's point, and she said that our military couldn't fight their way out of an outhouse, I actually believe that. I mean, when you look at some of the images and the videos coming out showing our fighting men and women, most of them apparently, the ones in all the videos and all the promotional materials are transgender or LGBT. And there seems to be a greater emphasis on developing a social justice army than an actual army who is willing to defeat the enemy. And that is a grave concern for everybody right now. But just think about this. What if all of this is meant to disrupt the elections of next year? Because if we're in the middle of a shooting war with the Russians over Ukraine and the Middle East, there is... There's a lot of concern that this could go nuclear, and it could go nuclear quickly. Not only that, you've got Lord knows how many sleeper cells here in this country that came across our border. And we know that based upon the reporting coming out of the Customs and Border Patrol. As a matter of fact, we just read to you the report. They're looking for a number of young men that are bound for Jordan. So we've had a lot more than little Mexican families coming across the border wanting to pick our lettuce. We've got some very dangerous, dangerous people out there. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protests are breaking out across the world and right here in the United States of America. Folks, one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen, and we've got the video, and I would urge you to go and look at it yourself, and you can see for yourself what I'm talking about here. You've got Australians by the hundreds chanting blank the Jews, and then they said gas the Jews. I mean, just outright open anti-Semitism. That's what the Israeli people are having to deal with here. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, today you heard a lot of our guests on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we love our friends at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And folks, they're fighting for freedom every single day. We love these folks. They do some incredible work, and we want you to check them out at patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. They've been doing this for 10 years now. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, and the sanctity of life. You support our Second Amendment and our military and our veterans and first responder heroes. 100% U.S.-based customer service team, and they make switching so easy. Get this. You get to keep your number. You get to keep your phone, or you can even upgrade because they sell phones too. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Use my offer code Todd. That's a $30 value right there. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. All right, we've got to take a quick break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to Salem Events Store.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hey, by the way, you folks in Heber Springs, Arkansas, yours truly is coming to town this coming weekend, Saturday. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be speaking at the Cleburne County Republicans Women's Annual Reagan Day Dinner. Going to be a lot of fun. And those are some great ladies, and we would love to see you there. You can go to Eventbrite and get a tickets, eventbrite.com, and just search for Cleburne County Republican Women's Club. And there you go. All right, a big controversy. At Harvard University, you had 33 student groups on campus, and they signed on to this joint statement saying that Israel was exclusively to blame for what happened. And, man, there is some serious blowback. You've got a lot of people that are now calling for these groups to be dismantled and the people involved to be kicked out. Among the groups that signed on, the African American Resistance Organization, the Harvard Arab Medical and Dental Student Association, the Harvard Muslim Student Association, the Harvard Pakistan Student Association, the Harvard Divinity School Muslim Association. Are you picking up a theme here, people? Are you starting to understand what's going on here? The Harvard Pakistan Forum, the Harvard Prison Divest Coalition. What the? Okay, I can't even. Oh, wow. The Harvard Kennedy School Muslim Caucus, the Harvard Kennedy School Muslims Women's Caucus, the Harvard Kennedy School Palestine Caucus. So here you have, ladies and gentlemen, a bunch of Muslim groups, and they want to go after the Jews. And this is at Harvard. So here's my question to you. I think we ought to dox all of these. I think everybody involved in these groups needs to be identified. And here's the reason why. Because if you are hiring somebody from Harvard University, you need to make sure you're not hiring a Jew-hating anti-Semite. Yes, I know that's redundant. But you need to make sure that you're not hiring one of those people for your company. So I say let's out them all. But better yet, what Harvard ought to do, and by the way, the university president has come out and she's sort of kind of distant. Well, you know, we don't necessarily, you know, students have the right. Students have a right to their opinions. No, they really don't on this instance. If you're going to be an anti-Semite, you should not be at Harvard or any other place for that matter. So I'm not sure why it's hard for the university to come out and say, you know what, we completely disagree with this. It's absolutely horrific. The Israelis were victims of terrorism, and we condemn that. And shame on these students. I would immediately go in and find out who the student leaders are, who was responsible for crafting this letter they all signed on to. And once they find out who that person is, those people get kicked out of school, and then every single one of those groups gets disbanded and dismantled. That's what ought to happen. But I don't think it's going to happen. Anyway, it's so bad that even the Harvard student newspaper, The Crimson, has done a story. Harvard student groups face intense backlash for statement calling Israel entirely responsible for Hamas attack. Wow, that is a long headline. Copy, editor. The Harvard Undergraduate Palestine Solidarity Committee originally wrote the letter, and it was co-signed by 33 other Harvard student organizations. And Republicans and Democrats are really upset over all of this. So what do you think about that? What do you think about my idea? Should we just dismantle all of those groups? Kick the kids out of school for being anti-Semites? The statement reads that today's events did not occur in a vacuum. For the last two decades, millions of Palestinians have been forced to live in an open-air prison. Well, no, they have not been forced. They created the open-air prison. If they would stop shooting missiles and rockets at the Israelis, there would not be an issue. The Israelis would not have to defend themselves. I mean, it's not all that difficult to understand. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We have a culture war story to share with you. This comes from Ohio, Sims Valley High School in Ohio. This is apparently a small community. Every Friday night, the locals gather for Friday night football. They have the high school football team, the Vikings. That's the mascot, the Sims Valley Vikings. Anyway, before they duke it out on the gridiron, the kids get up and everybody's invited to stand up in the stadium and they sing the national anthem and they say a prayer. And somebody complained to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Now, this is the Wisconsin group of atheists. Man, these people are just horrible human beings. And anyway, they say that the prayer is against the law and you're not allowed to pray. You're not allowed to use the public address system to utter the name of Jesus. Dan Barker is with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, says asking all the people in attendance to stand for prayer is a constitutional foul. Keeping the PA booth free from religious intrusion will keep the audience free from it, too. Well, I hate to break it to Mr. Barker, but there's nothing unconstitutional about offering a prayer before a football game. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court actually decided just, what was it, last year, earlier this year, that it was perfectly okay for a football coach to walk down to the 50-yard line, drop to a knee, and pray after the football game. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation is parsing words here, and they're saying, well, the issue is that this is a public prayer that people can hear. Therefore, that is unconstitutional. So here's my take on it. I mean, if a coach can drop to a knee and pray at the 50-yard line, then a parent can certainly deliver a prayer from the press box. And by the way, that was the parents, the moms and the dads are the ones who are delivering the prayers. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio here. This is President Trump. And you talk about these stories like the culture war. This is President Trump weighing in on the radical left. Cut number 10.
But I happen to think that the radical left is far worse and far more dangerous than the right. I think a lot of people on the right are so disgusted with what they're seeing with the woke and all of the other things, the mutilation. It's very, very sad. And I don't know why that they're just not attacked. When you look at Portland, what they've done, they've destroyed the city and they've killed a lot of people. When you look at what they did in Seattle, where they took over a big percentage of the city, they took it over.
And he's not wrong here. President Trump has a great point that it's the radical left that's trying to shut everybody down. Christians aren't out there trying to silence people. Christians aren't out there and conservatives aren't out there trying to do the whole cancel culture. Live and let live. That's what the conservatives say. By the way, tonight, we're going to keep you updated on this. Tonight, 5 o'clock. We understand that the House Republicans are going to be meeting in private. We understand that at least two candidates, we've got Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise, are going to be considered to be the next Speaker of the House. Now, a couple of unknowns. President Trump had been rumored to attend. Whether or not he will be there, we do not know. Also, there are some reports circulating that Kevin McCarthy actually wants his job back and may be working behind the scenes to make that happen and using Israel as the impetus for that, saying that they already need proven, well-established leadership in the House. But as you heard Congressman Mark Green say in the first hour of the show, that's a false flag. That is simply not true. That the president can do whatever he needs to do. He's got that 30-day window to do it. And what happens in the speakership race is of no concern to what's happening in Israel right now. So you will see people trying to make that argument. Those are establishment Republicans. And those are the people that want McCarthy back in the job. So hopefully by tomorrow, we will have a vote. You heard Congressman Green say that he's a big Jim Jordan guy. And by the way, President Trump likes Jim Jordan, too. So we'll keep you updated on that. We're going to be updating all of this on our website tonight. So we'll be giving you live breaking news coverage. As a matter of fact, we've been doing this every night, just staying up a little bit later and giving you the breaking news coverage coming out of Israel. Of course, by the time we're going to bed, the sun is rising, and normally that's when a lot of the new hostilities are breaking out. So we're going to keep you updated on that as well. All right, folks, so that's going to do it. We have had a wild, jam-packed day. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. We had to move Raymond Arroyo to tomorrow's show because of the breaking news. He's got a brand-new book out, and we're going to bend his ear on what's happening in the Middle East as well, coming from a Catholic perspective. In the meantime, head over to toddstearns.com and bookmark our page. Check out our stories. You can download a lot of free stuff. We love giving you folks stuff, and you can do that downloading our podcast, our newsletter, and check out all of the great stories our team has been working on. All right, folks, it's been a great day. Thank you for making us your choice, noon to 3 Eastern. You get out there and be good, America.